It's Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. The Battle of the Sexes coming up next after Sia and Sean Paul, who makes every song better. And then at 8:25, at $28,000. Come on.
Turn the radio on. It's Friday night. And I want...
It's Valentine in the morning.
Sia, Sean Paul, Cheap Thrills, 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. Good morning. It's 8:07. It's Wednesday, June 16th. Good morning to you. It's going to be hot again today. Keep that in mind. And do everything you can. You know, you're not out there, you know, lighting a campfire in the middle of a forest. I know you're not doing that. Everything you can to make sure that we don't cause any problems for the firefighters, for these men and women that are on standby right now. Some fighting fires, of course, already, but nobody wants a fire to erupt in this heat. This is incredibly, incredibly tough heat. And when you're on the fire line, it adds, who knows, 20 degrees to the temperature around there anyway, they say. So we got to respect our men and women that fight these fires and do everything we can to protect them and not have any accidental fires start up. That being said, I'm having a pool party at my house today.
Ooh.
That's right.
Some of Colin's friends?
No, I just decided to have it just now.
Oh.
Anybody want to come over?
Yes.
I heard you were busy.
I heard you were busy too.
I'm never busy.
Oh, I thought we were talking off the air about you guys all had stuff to do. So I was doing the cute invite people to a pool party and then they all can't come.
Wait, so it's just going to be you in the pool? That's your pool party?
Well, it is now, but I thought none of you could make it. So I was doing the, oh man, shoot, darn it. Thanks for asking though, buddy.
We're calling your bluff and we'll be at your house.
No, he's called my bluff. Hey, we announced the lineup for the 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival. And in about an hour, we have a chance for you to grab tickets to see Billie Eilish, Coldplay, Dua Lipa, Maroon 5, so many more. That's coming up in about an hour if you're listening to 104.3 MyFM. But right now, it is the Battle of the Sexes. Reps in the men. His name is John. He lives in Irvine. He's a lawyer, enjoys hiking. Let's hear it for John. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, John.
Representing the ladies, her name is Amy. She's from Redlands. She's a middle school teacher and enjoys spending time with her family. Let's hear it for Amy.
Amy, what's going on? Amy, how are you? Good morning.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Here's how it works, Amy. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. John, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. The end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. Good luck. Okay. Who starred as the villain? Eric Killmonger in Black Panther.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, he did. Okay. John, okay. June Osborne and Aunt Lydia are characters from what TV series with the season finale out now?
That'll be The Handmaid's Tale.
That's correct.
All right, current score 1-1. In baseball, where do pitchers warm up?
Isn't it like behind like left field?
And what's it called? You get his name for it. And not always, by the way.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, different fields have the bullpen in different areas, but it's called the bullpen.
Oh, the bullpen. Yeah. Should have known that one.
John, who wrote the books The Notebook and A Walk to Remember?
Still alive, by the way? This person's still alive?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can I go with John Green?
Oh, no. Nicholas Sparks.
All right. Current score, 1-1. Before he became Heisenberg, Bryan Cranston starred as a goofy dad on what sitcom?
Malcolm in the Middle.
That's correct. There you go.
And John, Cruella De Vil currently has her own movie, but before that, she's the villain in what film?
101 Dalmatians.
Correct.
Nice job tying it up there, buddy. Tying it up. By the way, I saw Cruella on Disney Plus. I didn't know what it cost us until the next day.
Yeah.
But fantastic. Really, really good. It was well done. It was very, very good. All right, let's go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Holler at your name if you know the answer. Your name will be a buzzer. Wait until Valerie is finished asking the question before you buzz in. She's on the spot. She didn't know it was coming to her. Kevin is out sick today. Valerie, what is the tiebreaker question? Go right ahead.
Who is your favorite morning show?
Amy.
John.
Amy.
104.3 MyFM, obviously.
That's not really a morning show. That's just a radio station.
Valentine in the morning.
Okay. John, what was your answer, by the way? What was your answer going to be, John?
I was going to go with Valentine in the morning, of course.
All right. Just checking in. All right, ladies win.
Yay! Congratulations. You're getting a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Download
as a PDF. Oh, I'm tuning in to Big Boy now. This girl's stumbling.
Download as a PDF, printed, and hang it on your wall with pride.
Thank you.
You've also won a pair of tickets to go see Maroon 5 at Bank of California Stadium on October 2nd. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Plus, we have a bonus chance to win on our website, 1043myfm.com/contest. Congrats, you're going.
Nice. Thank you.
You'll love it. It's going to be so much fun. By the way, I did the iHeartRadio album release party for Maroon 5's new album, Jordy, on Monday night. It's really, really good. And I sent BTS fans over the edge. Do you guys know who BTS is? The K-pop band that's really, really famous?
Yeah, my kids in middle school love them.
Okay, so anyway, every time I do an interview now, I ask the artist about BTS, and the BTS fans go crazy. They've nicknamed me Viral Valentine because I keep asking about BTS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I love the band. I think they're really good. Well, as you exit the stage, John, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Well, thank you guys. Happy to be here. Hope everyone has a great day. And thank you to my family for listening.
You got it, brother. You take care. $20,000 coming up, 8:25. Adam Levine did say he thinks one day BTS will be opening for Maroon 5. That's what he thinks.
Whoa.
Tony Jordan has your morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
This is Valentine in the morning. Three things you need to know right now.
Okay, it is 8:20. It's Valentine in the morning, 104.3 MyFM. Jill, in just a couple minutes, $20,000.
$20,000. $20,000. The jackpot is up to a crazy amount of money. $20,000 at 8:25. You just have to tell us what's that noise.
You know, a heat wave is hitting Southern California again this week. You felt it yesterday. It's still here today. Several cities broke temps yesterday. These huge records. 120 in Palm Springs, 107 in Palmdale. Ooh, the palms got hit hard yesterday. Mm-hmm. The palms were sweaty. My knees were weak. My mom's spaghetti. Nah, quit while I'm ahead. Records are broken all over the place. They were set in the 60s, broken yesterday. Forecasters say it could even hotter today. We might see our first flex alert of the year, where we're asked to reduce electricity and conserve power. Is that the one where they shut the power off on you in certain areas?
Well, they're hoping to avoid that.
Because they got into a lot of trouble with that last year.
Right.
Yeah.
So the flex alert could help conserve the energy, and then there isn't a rolling blackout.
Gotcha. Last night, Dodger Stadium, full capacity for the first time since 2019. What a celebration of the team's 2020 World Series title. Brad Paisley performing the national anthem. Ultimately, the Dodgers beat the Phillies 5-3. Dave Stiles, Dodger Dave, as he's known, back on the big screen.
Yeah.
People loving that. Sellout crowd of 52,000-plus fans, the largest for a pro sports team in the U.S. since March of last year. California's doing it right. Dodger Stadium packed again tonight for another game against the Phillies at 7:10. Experts say Los Angeles seeing the lowest COVID-19 case rate among all major cities in the country. That does not mean if you haven't been vaccinated that you should not even consider getting vaccinated. This Delta strain that came from India is now being spotted in the U.S. and is of concern. If you are vaccinated, you're quite well off to fight off this Delta strain. But if you're not vaccinated or only received one dose, you should march down that vaccination road. At one point, L.A. was seeing 15,000 new coronavirus cases a day. Now it's about 150. The news comes as California has lifted most of its restrictions on capacity of businesses and ended limits on the size of gatherings. If you notice anything different with these new rules in place, I was out at Disneyland yesterday, so I saw different rules in place there, obviously, and people everywhere. It was refreshing. But what have you noticed, you know, at restaurants, your place of work? Text in at 31043. Here's Dua Lipa.
This is Valentine in the morning.
Don't start now. It's 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning, 866-544-MYFM. You're going to call that number in just about a minute to win $20,000. Again, the number is 866-544-6936. 866-544-MYFM for 20 grand. This radio station is giving out 20 grand. It will be given away in this contest, What's That Noise? Someone will win it. This is not some goofy contest where nobody wins. No, somebody wins the jackpot every single time. So we threw a question out there, 31043, our text line. What have you noticed changing now that things are opening back up? Workplace, you know, restaurants, etc.
Victor texted in and said, I hugged my UPS guy yesterday. I don't know if that's allowed, but I did it. Ivy said, I went to the grocery store without a mask and it felt so weird. I felt like I was breaking the law. Mm-hmm. And then Tasha said, it was so nice to see people's faces and smile at them again.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I noticed yesterday, looking around at people who were walking around. We went down to the beach with my family, but people just seemed happier and nicer. I don't know. I just think people weren't trying to point people out who weren't wearing a mask and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it was still, people still do that in their head,
they
though.
They do, but it was a much more pleasant experience yesterday, I noticed.
See, I think you're on to something, because I kind of noticed that and felt that a bit yesterday, too, where I went. I was at Disneyland yesterday with my family. Guys, it felt like, to me, it was just so happy at Disneyland. It felt like it was, like, the happiest place on something.
Wow.
I know.
That's such a great feeling.
I know. I know. And I noticed that. That was me noticing that. Yeah, I really did.
104.3 MyFM. Valentine in the mornings. What's that noise?
Who wants $20,000 right now? 866-544-MYFM. New to our show. Good morning. My name is Valentine. This is my dear friend Jill.
Good morning. We're about to play What's That Noise?
Kevy, our other partner over here, he's out sick today. Brian Burton's our producer. Valerie Hernandez is answering our phone lines in the other room. We all want to scream your name in unison. We all want to be excited when you win $20,000. Turn your radio up really loud. Listen to this noise. Do you know what that is? 866-544-MYFM. If you know what that is, you're going to win 20,000 bucks right now. What's that noise?
More music, more variety.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
Tony, thank you very much. The weather today, an excessive heat warning in effect. Temps in 90s, triple digits this afternoon. Plenty of sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s and 80s near the beaches. 76 Altadena, 69 Newport Beach. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
One of the stars of Riverdale is responsible for a misspelled tattoo on a fan. I'll tell you what happened at 8:50.
104.3 MyFM. Valentine in the mornings. What's that noise?
Hey, Jeff. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Jeff, with one F or two?
With two Fs. Jeff-a-fa.
Don't know what you said there.
I like it, though.
But okay. Got me a little nervous, but I know what you were doing with the two Fs. Good for you, Jeff. So listen, we're going to play you a noise. You'll have 10 seconds to identify for $20,000, Jeff, with two Fs.
All right. I think I got it.
You sure about that?
I sure hope so, anyway.
Jeff, people say that to us all the time. And we always root for them. We wish them nothing but the best. Tomorrow's a $1,000 Thursday. If nobody gets it today, that thing's going to go nuts tomorrow.
Goodness.
But it's 20 grand right now for you. Here comes your noise. Jeff, 10 seconds on the clock. For $20,000, what's that noise?
I think it's a file cabinet opening up.
File cabinet opening up is incorrect.
Jeff. So we'll sorry.
We'll have to get it next time for $1,000 more tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Well, now we're going to add to the jackpot, though. We'll drop some money on top of this bad boy and see where it goes.
Excellent.
Money up! $20,100 is now our jackpot.
What'd you think about that, Jeff? You like that? How was that?
I loved it. Now I just hope I can get through again.
Yeah, yes. Good luck, buddy. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. All right, 866-544-MYFM. Keep that number handy for $20,100 coming up 9:25. We're getting some texts in here how things have changed at your workplace or you've noticed in life just walking around with California opening back up. What have you seen different?
Jessica texted in, a coworker sat right next to me yesterday during a meeting. It felt so strange to be that close to another human being. Another text said, it's a little weird going out without a mask after 15 months of wearing it almost all the time. Feels like I'm forgetting my pants.
That's kind of true.
It's true, though.
So I'm still wearing mine at different times. Like I walk into a grocery store, I still wear it because a lot of businesses are still requiring you to wear the mask and everything like that. And I want to be respectful of that business and the employees working in there because I don't know who's been vaccinated, who hasn't. Nobody does. But it does feel weird. How many times have any of you during the pandemic gotten out of your car, you're running into Albertsons or something like that, and you realize, oh, I forgot my mask.
Yeah.
It's like your pants. It's like forgetting your pants.
Another text says, the resurgence of colds. Everyone at my work is sniffling with a cold.
No.
No masks means more colds. Another text, I noticed people are much freer and in my space. And then
you're going to see that a lot, too. People kind of getting into your space because they believe now the mask is off. That means they can get close to you. Mm-hmm. And if you've been a pariah, a social outcast this whole time, and didn't like people in your face, suddenly they're going to be back in your face. And that can be a problem for anybody who's introverted or doesn't like that.
I've always been a hugger. But now I get weirded out. Like, I don't know if I should hug people or are they comfortable with the hug?
You know what you do? If you're weirded out by a hug, you're not sure if you're ready to embrace somebody in that respect, that close proximity, the high fives still work. Like, hey, little slappy, make daddy happy.
I am all about the hug. Okay. I have no problem giving hugs. I just don't know if the other person wants me to hug them.
Gotcha. That's why they might go, hey, little slappy, make daddy happy.
That could be. And then one last text. Some people at my job have started dating again.
Well, they might have been dating the entire time. They just...
That was fast.
I know. I took off the mask and we started dating again. Well, they opened up all the counties. Let's go. Let's rock and roll. All right, 866-544-MYFAM or text in 31043.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go.
Oh! Valentine in the morning.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
841, it is 1043 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. We got texts coming in 31043. Jessica's on hold. She's in Oxnard. I got to find out what the temp in Oxnard is. What do we got for text over there?
I used to get yelled at the grocery store and farmer's market for picking up fruit, testing its firmness, and then putting them back. And then another text, I was at Dodger Stadium last night, and we were able to do the wave for the first time since 2019.
So I'm looking at the text line. It actually says stone fruit in particular for some reason. Why would somebody... The stone fruit. What is that, like peaches, cherries, stuff that are like pits and stuff like that?
I've never even heard of stone fruit.
I know. Who refers to it as stone fruit? And excuse me, do you have any stone fruit?
I thought it was a typo. That's why I didn't read it.
No, it's just stone fruit right there, yeah. All right, 866-544-MYFM. Jess, what is the temperature in Oxnard right now?
It's 60 right now, but I'm driving to Thousand Oaks. It's starting to get warm.
Oh, it'll be 154 in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah.
So what changes have you noticed at work with the new reopening rules?
So at work, actually, we're not changing much because I work in healthcare. But I was at a restaurant yesterday with my friend that I've been to over the pandemic. The first thing we noticed, obviously, was that they weren't wearing masks. And I realized that the waiter that I had been, you know, seeing the whole time, I didn't recognize what he looked like the whole time. So that was kind of, you know, a new thing.
Oh, because he would have recognized you because you've been coming there a lot and you take your mask off to eat, but he never did. So then he takes his mask off and you're like, I don't know this guy.
Yeah, the only way I recognized him was because of his hair. So he has like, you know, nice and curly hair. So I recognized him that way. But other than that, I was like, oh, you know, first time. And I think he, so. But another small thing too is like when you ask for, you know, condiments and stuff, usually they would bring them to you like little individual packets.
Right.
And they brought us like the whole like, pepper shaker. And
The pepper shakers are back. Pepper shakers are back.
For a while, and it's nice that we're finally going back to normal.
Yeah, no, that's a big deal.
Isn't it crazy though how a nose and a mouth can totally change somebody's appearance? Like, you didn't, like, you know, you didn't know what he looked like. You didn't recognize him because his face was covered all that time.
I don't know if that's the smartest thing you've ever said or the goofiest thing. I just don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
She didn't recognize him because she was used to was his eyes.
The eyes and the forehead,
but you see a nose and a mouth and it completely changes a person.
I know, but it just sounded like if it wasn't pandemic, you saying that sounds absolutely idiotic. But I really think, like, it's super smart how a mouth and a nose can really, it's, like, deep and insightful and everything. A mouth and a nose can totally change somebody's face.
Yeah.
I'm still not signing off on just how I feel about it. I don't know why.
All right. I stand by it. No,
I think you should. I'm just trying to like rationalize it in my own head here. Like if I walked out the door and said, you know, a mouth and a nose
can really change somebody's appearance. It's true.
Jess, have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
104.3 MyFM. Here's what's coming up in Hollywood headlines.
Right after traffic, I'll tell you about a star of Big Little Lies that will soon be directing Channing Tatum in a new movie, plus a family 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, all on the way on Valentine in the Morning.
Brought to you by HRC Fertility. Learn more at havingbabies.com. This is Valentine in the Morning. 104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Charles Melton plays Reggie on Riverdale, and he was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he admitted that he misspelled the word love for a fan's tattoo. Charles said that she asked him to write love is love, and she was going to get it on her wrist. And for some reason, he misspelled
love. How do you misspell love?
I don't know, but he said, I'm so sorry. And she was like, no, I'm going to keep it. And so he said he's never seen the tattoo to this day.
So was he doing the tattoo?
He was just writing it out for her. And so I guess he then crossed the word love out, but she said she was going to keep it. So he said, if you see someone with love is love written on their wrist with love crossed out, that's his writing. And that's the fan of his that got that tattoo.
Well, let's all keep an eye out, guys.
And Big Little Lies star Zoe Kravitz. She plays Bonnie on the show. She's directing a movie that's going to star Channing Tatum. And it's about an LA cocktail waitress who wants to get with this billionaire. And he is going to play the billionaire. And Zoe said she wrote the script. And she said, as a woman in general and a woman in this industry, I've experienced some pretty wild behavior from the opposite sex. And she said, this movie is going to be about that. There's going to be a thriller element to the film. It's a comedy. It's a drama. It has real heart. And she says Channing Tatum was her first choice to play this billionaire because she said, I got the sense he's a true feminist. And I wanted to collaborate with someone who was clearly interested in exploring this subject matter. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
Okay, we do have Disneyland tickets coming up. Family four pack. I was there yesterday at the Disneyland Resort. Fantastic. It was great to be back and everything. We have opened up California in so many ways now. So get ready to win 866-544-MYFM. It's kind of a telling text. I mean, people are responding to Jill's nose and mouth as being entirely true. You know, a nose and a mouth can really change a face.
It really
if
can.
If it doesn't have one, it's super weird.
Yes.
But another text just came in.
That's not what I meant.
No, but it's true too. My daughter's fifth grade promotion was last night. Both my son and daughter started at a new school this year. As myself and my husband and son sit down, waiting for my daughter's commencement to begin, a woman says, Corbin? Corbin, is that you? I've never seen you without a mask. I suddenly realize that an entire year has gone by with parents passing each other's children at drop-off and pickup, and most of us have never seen the kids' entire faces. Kind of the same thing with my son's promotion ceremony the other night. A lot of these teachers, maybe we had a quick parent-teacher night or something, but a lot of stuff was done virtually over the year and everything. I didn't have that same relationship with them I had in previous years. Mm-hmm. I didn't recognize people that I would have known in previous years. And they honestly didn't recognize me either and actually asked me to leave at one point. But it's so crazy to think like the mask is coming off. And what Jill said is very true. Without seeing that nose and mouth, for many of us, we don't recognize these people. It really can change a face.
The
eyes are the window to the soul, but nonetheless,
it's like listening to somebody on the radio. You get this picture in your mind
right.
of what they look like.
Then we take our mask off and you're like, whoa!
It's the same thing. Like you've just been seeing people's eyes, their forehead, and their hair.
Yeah.
And so you imagine what's underneath that mask. It could be totally different than what they look like in real life.
Well, think about all the LA Center people that had the sunglasses on and baseball caps the entire time too because they were getting work done. And think about all the people now that took a mask off who had work done. You're like, who are you? You know, a lot of people did that during the pandemic.
Sure.
Not me. This is all natural.
I'm like the water when your ship rolled in that night. Rough on the surface, but you cut through like a knife.
What's up?
This is Valentine in the Morning.
104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the Morning. How about the Disneyland Resort? I was there yesterday. We're back, baby. Family four pack right now for you and your family. 866-544-MYFM.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when.
1, 2, 3, 4, hit it!
You got
Valentine in the Morning.
Coldplay, Billie Eilish, Maroon 5, the list is pretty solid this year. The iHeartRadio Music Festival. If you want to go, we have your tickets to win right after Harry Styles' Adore You. You can win tickets in to the iHeartRadio Music Festival if you're listening to 104.3 MyFM.
Get up!
Valentine in the Morning.
104.3 MyFM.
104.3 MyFam. It's Valentine in the Morning. Coming up at 9:25 this morning, $20,100. Come on.
I love this song.
I know. I'm playing it for you.
Thank
it's a
you.
Fun song. I know you liked it. $20,100 coming up in just a few minutes. What's that noise?
This is
Valentine in the Morning. 104.3
MyFam.
922, 104.3 MyFam. It's Valentine in the Morning. A little Fifth Harmony. That's worth it. There you go, Jill. She
Thank
loves
you so
that
much.
Song.
I do.
So, how about $20,100? We're going to do that right after three things you need to know. This is kind of our newscast we do every hour, letting you know what's happening in the world. Vladimir Putin right now is speaking in Geneva. We just finished up that summit between President Biden and Vladimir Putin. He is speaking, and it's a crazy press conference. Because you hear the translator, and sometimes the translator's like, oh, this guy's making stuff up. I don't even want to tell you what Putin's saying. You can just tell he's like, yeah, we didn't do anything bad to those people before. We're good folks. So that's one of the big stories. But we'll let you know what's happening here in Southern California as well.
Find great ways to save on a reliable new Toyota at the We Make It Easy sales event. Three things you need to know right now.
Okay, yesterday, Governor Newsom was at Universal Studios here in L.A. celebrating California's reopening by giving 10 vaccinated people $1.5 million in cash. Four of the winners were from L.A. County, one from Riverside, one from Ventura. More vaccination incentives are coming, including a dream vacation program, which includes hotel stays, theme park tickets, and about $2,000 in cash. Oh, so the dream vacation must be a staycation.
It is, because they also want to promote tourism within California.
Course, right. Once I saw theme parks, I'm like, you're not going anywhere. You're staying right here. L.A. Clippers superstar Kawhi Leonard may miss the remainder of the team's playoff series with the Utah Jazz due to a knee injury. He tweaked his right knee in the fourth quarter of the game on Monday, and at the very least, he's going to miss tonight's game in Utah. Leonard has played really, really well in the playoffs so far. In 11 games, averaging 30 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. The series between the Clippers and Jazz is tied at 2 games apiece. Lakers are out. They're done. So this is our Southern California representation in the playoffs. While the pandemic resulted in shortages of many essential goods, from toilet paper to Lysol wipes to whatever, the Girl Scouts currently have the opposite problem. There is a massive surplus of about 15 million boxes of cookies. The call has gone out to me and my fellow Thin Mint eaters that we must step up for the Girl Scouts right now. These are just sitting untouched. Even though many troops created new innovative methods for selling the cookies, they did drive-through booths, contact-free delivery. It wasn't enough to make up for the lack of in-person sales. So if you want to help, if you want to do your part for America, the organization's asking people to check their local Girl Scout website to see if they're still taking orders and get these cookies that are just waiting to be eaten.
104.3
MyFM. Valentine in the Mornings, what's that noise?
$20,100. That's how much money you can win right now with Valentine in the Mornings, what's that noise? We're going to play you a noise. Take a guess. Tell us what you think it is. Valentine made this noise himself. So if you're right, you win all that money. If you're wrong, we add another $100 to the jackpot. Here's your noise. What's that noise? Call us right now. Take a guess. 866-544-MYFM.
Right, Valentine in the morning.
Yeah. 104.3 MYFM.
Valentine in the mornings. What's that noise?
Good morning, Lily. How are you this morning?
I'm very good. Valentine, how are you?
I'm very good, Lily. I've got Jill here as well.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
Kevy is morning. Off sick today. Brian's in the background. Yeah. Valerie Hernandez answering the phone lines. What were you going to say? You heard what?
I heard that Kevin was sick today.
Oh, yes. I just said that. You already heard ahead of me. You're like you're a fortune teller.
I've been listening since 7:30.
Have you really? Thank you so much for listening since 7:30. That's awesome of you.
Oh, I always do. I love your show.
Thank you for saying that. We love you for saying that.
And I love this game too. Hope you've been playing for such a long time.
Yeah, when we first started the game, people really became attached to it, and then some people became like really mad at us and started accosting us in the streets. But we got past that. I think everybody wants to win money, so that's kind of a cool thing.
Exactly.
All right.
Not a
without
bad thing.
Further ado, where are you? You're in Buena Park?
Yes.
All right, you're up by Knott's. Okay, very cool. We're going to play you a noise. You'll have 10 seconds to identify what it is. If you get it correct, you know, we all go crazy, scream, all that stuff, and you're part of a promo that plays on the air. It's a big deal, and you win $20,100. Are you ready?
Oh, my goodness. I'm ready.
Who's there with you right now? You got people in the background?
Well, yeah, because I'm at my son's house right now, actually, and I'm going to picking up my two granddaughters. School's out, so I'm taking Ellen and Brenna over to my house for the day.
Oh, how fun. A day with Grandma. I love it.
Yeah, summer's out.
Here comes your noise.
Thank you.
10 seconds on the clock for $20,100. What's that noise?
Is it rolling a suitcase?
Pulling or rolling a suitcase. Have you done any traveling lately? Probably not, right?
Have I done any traveling lately? Not lately, not during the pandemic, but I'd like to travel. I have never been to Hawaii.
Well, if you want, Lily, this is just me saying this. I mean,
yes.
Aloha.
Oh my God. Did I really win?
You got it right.
Lily! I'm so excited.
You are correct.
Grandma got it right. Oh my God.
Grandma got it right.
Yeah. Grandma's leaving the kids behind. She is going to go enjoy her day.
Maybe I'll take everybody to Hawaii too.
Somebody else got to pick up the kids because Grandma going to Hawaii.
Oh my God.
Suitcase was correct. Yeah, I was pulling a little suitcase. You got it right.
Oh my gosh, I've had that in the back of my mind forever, and I had another guess, but I thought, no, I'm going to go with the original one. Oh my gosh.
Lily, you have just won. Let yourself hear it and feel it now. $20,100. You won this current jackpot.
Oh, Valentine, I can't thank you enough. Oh my God, you guys are wonderful. I love your station. You guys are just the best. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Lily.
Oh, thanks, Jill. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
It's just unbelievable.
Now, for legal purposes, God. I did hear you say you're going to take everybody with you to Hawaii, so.
I know, I'm probably going to have to hold hold it to it, but that's okay.
We didn't hear a thing. If you want to change your mind, we could just say none
Shut
of
up,
us heard
I thought
it.
She meant like us, too.
Oh, what?
Yeah. That's how I took it, like all of us. God. Grandkids stay at home. She's taking the Valentine in the Morning team. She loves us. Lily, congrats.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Hang on the phone line.
I'm so glad I just waited in the car to come to the house. Because I had to call at 9:25. Oh,
I'm so glad
God.
You did, too. So hang on. Valerie Hernandez will pick up. You'll scream for her a little bit and everything, too. But she'll get all your information. You got $20,100. Congrats.
Okay. Thank you so much, Valentine.
You're so welcome. Hang tight, all right? Wow.
I love it.
$20,100. So now what happens? We reset the jackpot to $1,000. That'll start up again. At 11:25 with Lisa Fox. If you want to see me make this noise, it'll be available in a second here. 1043myfm.com/noise is kind of our evidence. And you see it and you go, oh, yeah, that's what it was. But we'll start the jackpot again at 11:25 with the grand. It'll get up there quick. Don't worry, because tomorrow's a $1,000 Thursday. Lily, Buena Park.
$20,100.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Valentine in the morning.
What's up?
104.3
My FM.
104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning. Lily, congratulations. She just got $20,100 with
so
What's
exciting.
That Noise. Yeah, the answer was me pulling a suitcase. So imagine there you are at the airport or something. There's me running right past you because I'm late for my flight. And this is what you would have heard. Oh, that's me pulling everybody's suitcase.
You got a lot of
that's
bags
great.
With you.
Yeah, I travel deep. Yeah. I really do. A lot of change of clothes and stuff like that. So pulling a suitcase, that's what it was. A lot of people thought trash can. I get it. You know, that was a popular one.
Mm-hmm.
What else was a popular one this time around?
What else?
People said deck of cards, but they say that for everything.
Yeah, and Velcro. That's
Velcro?
Used a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
No.
I mean, I could hear a trash can, and I made the noise, so I knew it was pulling a suitcase. But I hear like trash can with it as well. So I know how sometimes people are like, oh, I thought it was this. I swear it was this. Oh, it turned out to be something else.
Somebody got up there, though. And a lot of that has to do with the $1,000 Thursday.
Yeah.
Because typically we raise the jackpot by $100 with every wrong guess. But tomorrow is a $1,000 Thursday. So $1,000 gets added with every wrong guess.
So think about that. Next chance to win a grand is 11:25 with Lisa Fox. And it goes up by $100 all day long. But then incrementally tomorrow, it's going to go up by $1,000. So if you want big money, this is the place to be. The contest continues. We're not done. What's that noise? 104.3 My FM.
Billboard, baby, do a leap and make them dance when they come on. Everybody looking for a dance floor to run on.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and
Valentine in the morning.
104.3 My FM.
My FM, it's Valentine in the morning. The text coming in here at 31043. That's our text line. Oh, my goodness. I was trying to get through on the phone line because my daughter just told me it was a suitcase. Super cool. She heard that it was what she thought it was. She's excited. Congrats to the winner. Wow. Congratulations. That is amazing that somebody just won $20,000+. Oh my gosh. I just got goosebumps. Woo-hoo. Way to go, Lily. Yay. I probably didn't need to read that one. Yeah. That was kind of anticlimactic to end on.
There's
that
a
one.
Lot of exclamation points with it, though.
Fair point.
So
thank you very much,
more of a
Jill.
Yay!
Okay.
Like
little
that.
Heads up when you do that next time. $1,000 coming up, 11:25 this morning. We reset the jackpot for What's a Noise. Then, once we've reset the jackpot, That's your chance to start winning some serious cash. And you can hear the noise at 11:25, and then we'll put it on the website, too, so you can hear it over and over and over. Win that cash with What's That Noise?
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
So not only did we just give away $20,100, we also announced our amazing lineup for our iHeartRadio Music Festival this September in Las Vegas. It's happening September 17th and 18th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Coldplay, Cheap Trick, Florida Georgia Line, Journey, Nelly, Maroon 5, Sam Hunt. That's just a few of them that are going to be performing, and we're going to be giving out tickets before you can even buy them coming up here on MyFM. Also, last night, Ariana Grande and James Corden did, I love Hairspray, the musical. They did this parody of Good Morning Baltimore, the song that opens up Hairspray, with this entire elaborate set, and it's so good. We have the entire video on our website, but just listen to what they're doing to celebrate the opening of California.
No lockdowns anymore.
Time to go back to work indoors.
No more sweatpants or zooming in.
While I really watch Bridgerton.
No lockdowns anymore.
Traffic is so much worse than before.
What's such a new place to me?
What's an NFT?
I have no idea.
What?
The entire thing.
Okay, that's funny. I like that. That's cute.
The entire thing is so good. You can watch it on our website, 1043myfm.com/Valentine. I'm Jill, the Hollywood Headlines.
All right, Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Brian, thank you for your show. Valerie Hernandez in the room, thank you for your show. Thank you for listening. And congrats again to Lily winning $20,100. Next chance to win is 11:25 with Lisa Fox. What's That Noise continues. And don't worry, the jackpot will get up there again because somebody will guess a deck of cards and Velcro and a banana peel and stuff we've done 1,000 times that it's not going to be. But jackpot will get up there. Have a fantastic day. Be the change in the world that you want to see. Tony Jordan is the final check of the morning traffic. Tony, what is going on?
Valentine in the morning.
Wake up. Get up.
104.3 MyFM.
Well, that wraps up the Valentine in the Morning full show podcast. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that after we got off the air. Once again, we are not letting you listen to this during the live radio show. We'd be very upset if you did.
If we could make it impossible, we would.
Because we want you guys to be there for the live show. We want you to be in that moment with us.
You can win a ton of cool stuff if you listen live.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'd also like you to follow us on social networks. You can follow Jill on Instagram.
At Jillian Elaine.
And you follow Kevy.
At Kevin Mano.
Follow myself at Go4Valentine. Go, the number 4, Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow morning.